Mrs. Bateman, she had four evacuees at once, I'm including me, to look after.
Yeah.
And she was only 19.
Gosh.
Yeah, her husband was in the Navy.
So how many different billets
did you... I went to Wick Road, and then they were asked if they'd like to, if they would feel safer living up near Guildford, because of the invasion, of course, was imminent. So I went from there, I went to a lady in Russell Street, and that was a young married couple, and he was in the Home Guard, but it was the LDV then. And she had a baby, and then she was taken ill, and I went to live with a very strict elderly couple. He was a baker, and he had to go down to the bakery every night to do something with the yeast. And we used to go with him sometimes, and you could hear the German planes. This was during the Blitz, because you could hear the German planes going over every night. And you know London would be in for pounding, because you could hear them going over. And but they only took me as a temporary measure while this lady was ill. But she didn't get better very quickly, and by this time my sister had been put in next door. So I went back in with Mrs. Bateman for a little while, and she had two other sisters and my sister, and then she had me, till Mrs. Greenfield got well enough to have me back again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went from there. They all came, the family from Wick Road came back, and I wanted to go back there to live. I really liked it down there. So I went back down there to live, and I stayed there for quite a long time. But the household had got even bigger then, and I was up to about 15 people sleeping in a three-bedroom room in one night. So it was nothing unusual, according to who came home or who brought who home with them. So you might have been young, I'd gone to bed early, I had to get up and change beds. I mean, half the time you sleep in two in a single or three in a double, because they had, let me think, this is Dodd, the lady, and her four children. Although Georgie, he went into the Navy soon afterwards, so that was one less. Then there was her mother. She had a divan bed in the front room. That was her room. But we all sat in there to listen to the radio and everything. And then there was her sister-in-law, whose husband was at Tangmere, and her three children. And then Peggy, the daughter, she used to bring home Canadian soldiers sometimes, a couple of Canadian soldiers she was friendly with, but they always used to sleep on the kitchen floor. They didn't really get in our way. And then there was Mrs. Dodd's husband, who'd come back from Dunkirk, so called occasionally... he would be home, and then he was his brother Lenny, who was at Tangmere, so he would come in sometimes and stay the night. He didn't think anything of it. I mean, it was just how life was.